We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
John Barchard, the king of our 94WIP.com podcast team, and of course the Go Birds podcast, had said, what's the report, Ben, or who's it from? Somebody that works out there in Denver. On the sports radio station out there, is reporting that... Do you have it up there, Ben?
Yeah, this comes from Cecil Lammy.
Love Cecil Lammy.
Talk show host and NFL insider for 104.3 The Fan and senior writer for Football Guys. So he's a guy in Denver that does radio, and he reports that, according to sources, it sounds like Nick Foles will leave the Eagles. They will walk and let him be free and clear, not enough space for a tag-and-trade scenario, and they will get a third-round compensatory pick for him.
And you get a third for it when he signs somewhere else. Okay. Well, that's, I mean, that sounds fair. So this is, I don't know how he would have the info, but from what Barchard said, this is Cecil Lammy. Again, 104.3 The Fan in Denver. According to sources, it sounds like Eagles will let Nick Foles walk free and clear. Not enough cap space for a tag and trade scenario. We'll get third round compensatory pick for him. Might influence Broncos' interest, in my opinion. So there you go. You wonder if he's getting that from someone inside the team or where he's getting that from. But, I mean, honestly, it makes sense, doesn't it, that they would just let him walk?
Listen, we said this. If he wasn't going to, quote-unquote, help them out with this process as far as trading.
Right.
It would just make it more difficult for the Eagles to find somewhere for him to move. They may as well just let him go in and be a free agent.
March 5th, any team has to designate the player as a franchise tag. Mm-hmm. March 11th is the beginning of that bogus tampering period. Then the 13th is when you can actually sign guys. So you have, it's a full week before that you must use the designation. So you're talking to teams, and you'll know. Teams aren't giving up anything because they know that Nick can play hardball. They know that it's like, hey, listen, I'm not going to give you a draft pick that's better than a third-round pick that you can probably get.
Well, and that's why we said weeks ago that Nick has all the leverage. If he doesn't want to, you know, play ball with the Eagles and sort of help facilitate a trade, then he's not. Because all he has to do is not sign the franchise tag. And the Eagles are stuck with this tag hanging over them.
With a messy situation from their Super Bowl MVP.
And they don't want to do that. They don't want this to be an off-season story all off-season.
Right.
They want this to be quick, fast, and over with so that they can move on. And if Nick wants to be a free agent, you may as well just let him go ahead and
be a free agent.
Yeah.
You have your quarterback that you want.
Yeah.
You don't want him here for various reasons.
And you'll get the comp pick next year.
Yeah.
Trying to trade him, it only works if he's going to play ball.
And why would he?
Yeah, I mean, it would have to be a team that he wants to go to, I would imagine.
Right, but even then, there might be one team you want to go to. If there's three teams interested, you use those other teams against the place that you want to go, so you ultimately go there. Mm-hmm. If you're doing a trade, there's none of that. Here's the team that we're going to send you to.
If you're doing a trade, then the Eagles are the only one that's benefiting from it.
That's it.
Because they want to raise the market value for you.
That is it.
So
you're right. Maybe in the perfect ideal situation, there's multiple teams. They go to the Eagles and say, hey, franchise them. We want a shot at them. Mm-hmm. And then we'll work out a contract. Even then, Nick can be like, well, I'll work on a contract on my own when you make me a free agent.
Right.
I don't want this franchise.
I'm telling you, I think the Redskins situation would be, I mean, Alex Smith's career may be over with.
So I was looking into what the Redskins can do. Mm-hmm. They can't do anything. The best they can do is, because it's injury, is at some point designate it for the injury and put them on the PUP list. But then you have to take this cap hit of like $40 million in 1 year.
They're going to have to do that anyway.
They're screwed.
His career may be
over.
Yeah,
it is. I mean, he's not going to be ready next year.
Yeah, you see that thing on his leg?
He's lucky to have his leg.
Yeah, they had to try to save his leg. So, I don't, and he's 35 years old right now, and so if he's going to miss all of next year and not be ready to the following year at 36, like, it was an unfortunate situation. It happened. You got to move on from it. Like, what are you going to do, not compete for the next 2 or 3 years now, by not signing a quarterback?
If you're the Redskins, I would treat him like, he comes back, he's fine, right? Fine. He comes back, that's great. But I'm treating it like I don't have a quarterback.
Exactly.
You draft a young guy, and you got to bring somebody in to play right away. Unless you think that the guy you're drafting, Kyler Murray, can play right away, or you intend to play right away.
I hope they draft Kyler Murray.
No.
I hope they do.
No, I do not want him in division.
Stop.
No. All right. You'll see.
I'm not going to see anything. I'll never be afraid of a 5'9 quarterback. I'm not going to see anything. Are you kidding me? What am I going to see? He's going to come in the league and win Super Bowls? No.
Maybe.
No.
Maybe. You probably said the same thing about Russell Wilson.
I did.
Okay. Yeah, me too.
I did.
I don't think he could play.
Well, I tell you what, when he wins one by leading the team to a Super Bowl.
Fair enough.
With his arm, right? He won early when it was his defense and a running game.
Yes, the defense.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I mean, I like Russell Wilson, but again, he's 5'11".
Yeah.
He's 5'11". I like him.
Oh, I do too. I mean, he's one of these elite guys. Will he ever win a Super Bowl on defense's average and he's the one, like a Tom Brady, like an Aaron Rodgers, where they're the reason Pat Mahomes, they're the reason it's there? I don't know. The odds are probably against it being that he already won a Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
He's been to another one.
Yeah, he has.
He's gone to two.
Yeah.
I like Russ. I became a Russell Wilson fan.
Would he be a Philly guy, Ike? Russell Wilson?
I don't think so.
No.
No, I don't think so.
I'm more confused on what a Philly guy is now than when we started at 2 o'clock, Ike.
Yeah, Russell doesn't seem like a...
Too pretty?
Yeah, he's not a blue-collar guy. Yeah.
But I don't think you have to be a blue-collar guy.
What? No.
No!
What does it even mean to be blue collar? Like, is Mike Trout blue collar?
You ever been to Millville, New Jersey?
Yeah.
I'd say it's blue collar.
Is Kobe blue collar? Kobe's not blue collar.
Well, yeah,
I think he is blue collar.
Well, forget about...
Because not where you come from.
It's the game.
It's your game that's blue collar. Kobe is definitely a blue collar player.
AI was a blue collar guy.
Yes.
Right? There's nothing pretty. He just
exactly.
He just
it's
got it
it's
done.
Your game. Now listen, Kobe's game was pretty. We don't mean he wasn't a hard worker, a tough player.
No, he was a hard worker.
Guy played with all types of injuries.
All right, Ben, we need to start narrowing down the Philly guy list power rankings. We have Doc, we have Utley, we have Concrete Charlie, Joe Frazier,
AI, Rocky.
Stop with Rocky. Vince Papale, Mike Trout, Richie Ashburn for sure. This guy. And when the caller called Richie Ashburn, the morning that they found him dead, mm-hmm. I was driving home. It was 1997. I was driving home from a job interview in Westchester, and the morning show was still on. That's how I found out that Richie died. Was driving home probably like 9:30. I did like an early job interview. I was on the turnpike, and it affected me. I loved Richie Ashburn. You gotta remember that the Phillies were so bad after their good run and then the 83 years to where there was a good 10-year period where the only reason to tune into baseball, and baseball was so much bigger back then, was Harry and Whitey on the radio. And they really became a companion. Forget about that he was a Hall of Fame player that was here. He played his career here, too.
Right.
Then he really became this city. When people were listening to him from whenever he took over, he was here a long time. You're talking about a guy from Nebraska, Richie Ashburn.
Nebraska?
Ian. Ian in Westchester. Hi, Ian.
Hey, how's it going?
How are you?
What's up, Ian?
I'm doing well. First off, I just wanted to say I love the show. I listen every day on my way home from work.
Awesome.
I like appreciate
what you
that, brother.
Both have to say. Absolutely. Now, I'm torn between this concept of the Philly guy because, John, like you're saying, like I don't know if you can quite pinpoint it without almost contradicting yourself, but yep. I like what the last caller said, or a couple calls ago, the guy was saying, you know the Philly guy when you hear him or see him.
You know, when you see it, yep.
Yeah, and I got one, and it reminded me when the caller said Richie Ashburn, Harry Callis.
Yep. He's a Philly guy. Yep. Absolutely. Yep, absolutely. Love the city. Never, never, ever, ever had anything bad to say about the city. Really became, he was, when you think Phillies, for a long time, you thought about the Fanatic and Harry Callis. Really, like they were the two best things. Harry Callis was the best thing about the Phillies for years and years. He was the best thing going in this city. Kind of like Gritty and the Flyers right now. Gritty achieved more in 6 months as the Flyers mascot than Claude Giroux on the surface has done in I don't know how long, Ben.
Come on, man.
Seriously, did you see Ben this weekend on Twitter fighting with people?
Yeah, he almost got muted. I almost muted him this weekend.
Because people can't handle the truth.
Well, I didn't really know if there was anybody there for you to be tweeting the way that you were tweeting at people. Like, I don't know if you were just arguing with yourself. Were you arguing with people?
Well, no, because what happened was I made the point that Claude Giroux should be viewed in a similar breath as Allen Iverson in this city, and people lost their mind. I just pointed out the fact that all the things that we let AI have a pass for, we criticize Giroux for. You know, Giroux's been to one finals. AI went to one finals. They've had about the same number of winning seasons, same number of top five MVP finishes. Like, yeah, AI won MVP because he was in a league that had fewer superstars at the time, and Giroux was in a league with a lot of superstars. But Giroux led the league in scoring over a five-year period, just like AI. Like, I don't understand why people have AI in such high esteem, and they talk about Claude Giroux like he's some trash average player.
Claude Giroux is an all-star player.
Because one is a basketball player and the other one is a hockey player.
Right. But,
that didn't apply to Eric
Lindros. Claude Giroux is an all-star player. He didn't have the impact of Eric Lindros. He's Bobby Abreu. Ben, he's an all-star player. Bobby Abreu was an all-star player.
Abreu.
No, he's not.
He was at three top four MVP finishes.
Abreu was a borderline Hall of Famer.
How many athletes in the history of the city finished top four or five in MVP voting three times?
I don't
know. Allen Iverson, Ryan Howard, Dr. J. Like,
we love
all those guys.
I'm not going to
sit here and shove this down your throat. I'm just saying it's a valid point.
No, what I'm saying is I don't dislike Claude Giroux. Claude Giroux is, I guess, a really good player. Here's what I'm saying. For a team that hasn't had playoff success in I don't know how long, the fan base of the Flyers, for the most part, he has been Teflon Don.
Right, because the Sixers had so much playoff success with AI. The Eagles had much playoff success with Buddy Ryan. We love those guys.
Buddy Ryan was fired and out of here, and AI was the biggest lightning rod in the city for a decade. People hated him. What are you talking about?
And you know what? Now people love him, and I don't understand what changed. People hated AI, and now it's in 10 years later, it's like, oh, well, AI, we love AI.
Here's what you can't argue with. Claude Giroux had no impact on this city as a whole. Eric Lindros had a huge impact on this city. You can't argue with that.
That's not his fault. The team was bad.
I don't know what to tell you, whether it's his fault or not. I'm telling you the reality.
Well, Eric Lindros is a Hall of Fame player.
Yeah, and Claude Giroux's probably going to be a borderline Hall of Fame player.
He probably will.
Yeah?
In today's day and age, just put up some stats, some worthless stats like Ben's talking about, finish a couple of top five MVPs and big bang boom.
You, I don't even have to be an avid hockey fan Claude Giroux, Hall of Famer, is not the first thing to come to my mind when I think of Claude Giroux's career here.
He's a good player.
Yeah,
do you mean being number one in the league and scoring over a 5 year period is not Hall of Fame worthy?
I never viewed him as one of the top players in the game. When I say one of the top players in the game, I guess he did have a nice season. The 1 year he almost won the MVP, but...
And the other year, we know it doesn't count.
But I just...
I'm sorry I even brought it up.
I'm just saying, Ben, has he ever really been in the class of Sidney Crosby?
No, of course not!
Or Ovechkin?
He's Bobby Abreu. I mean, seriously, he's Bobby Abreu. And you take that as a slap in the face. Bobby Abreu was an all-star for many
Twitter
years.
All right, Twitter poll. Is Claude Giroux Bobby Abreu?
I have a better player, Claude Giroux or Bobby Abreu?
There you go.
No, just do it however
you
want to do
it. There you go right
there.
No, I like that one. That's a better question.
Yeah. At Mark Cerise WIP. Back to the phones.
Pole man.
Yeah. Mr. Pole man. Let's go to Joe, Northeast Philly. Hello, Joseph.
Yo, Joe.
Yo, Joe.
Yo.
We got you.
What up, brother?
Yo, it's Bobby. Great show, guys, as always.
What's up, Bobby?
yeah, I don't know how you got the name wrong.
Worried about Claude Giroux. That's
right.
Yeah, I see that. He should be, though. He's a good player. I don't see the argument, but whatever. McNabb. When I was younger, McNabb was through the prime and everything. I was younger, and I hated McNabb for not getting the Super Bowl. For not getting that chip, I hated McNabb. As I got older and I look back on it, I'm like, man, how many times did we make it to the playoffs? How many times did we do this? And it was with McNabb. Now I look at it and I look back, man, we hated him in the interviews. We hated him for being up front and straight. But when you look at Philly, you look at people from Philly, that's what we do.
What do we do?
From Philly, we love being up front and straight and forward with people. We don't care if we hurt your feelings saying anything or not. We tell you how it is all the time. And we hated McNabb for that. That I don't understand. Mm. How can you hate a guy for being up front and straight with you all the time? He's going to tell you how he feels. He's going to tell you how he feels about the team, the organization.
Up
how
front
do you hate
and straight?
That?
Well, I hear what you're saying because he would say things that would tick people off, but I also don't view him as being the like an up front and straight guy.
Yeah, but he told you how he felt. Mm-hmm. No matter what was going on, he told you how he felt. I can't hate a man for that. Because if he's telling you how he feels and what's going on in front of you and you see it, you can't hate him. Because I feel like from Philly, if you're from Philly, you see that. You feel that because that's what we do here.
All right. Bobby, it's interesting. It definitely is. Bobby/Joe. Mm-hmm. Joe Bobby.
Bobby Joe. Bobby Joe.
If he was a NASCAR driver, it could be Bobby Joe.
Yeah. Ricky Bobby.
Billy Bob.
Mm-hmm.
Andrew Johnson, we're missing one very big, obvious one. Nick Foles is Philadelphia. Not the best talent, but he balled out, got us a Super Bowl as a backup quarterback. There's nothing more blue-collar than a backup winning a championship. And he's so right, man.
Mm.
We had said this earlier, and Ben yelled at me because he said that he was affluent growing up, and he came from a family with money and the whole thing in Texas. I don't think that the money aspect growing up should really have anything to do with it, because you can be a guy that grew up with nothing, and the minute you get a dollar, you turn into somebody different that's not real.
Sure,
you know what I mean.
And that's all the fan base is really going to identify with, is what you show them right here and now.
But isn't that when you talk about this thing that we're kind of making fun of, the whole Philly guy thing? Isn't that really what it's about? Is someone that we can identify with, that we like to root for, that we genuinely root for?
Yeah, and I think as fans will do, I don't think there's anything wrong with it. It's just understanding this is the benefit of being a fan. You can always adjust your criteria for a player that you're going to quote unquote identify with.
Right.
You just are. That's what fans do, right? I mean, there are fans that, you know, I like to use LeBron because he's such a polarizing player, and there's people that's always going to be on one side of the fence or whatever. But when he's switching teams, he's putting fan bases in a
fans.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. Now all of a sudden that fan base adjusts to being a LeBron fan because he just joined your team.
Yeah, he's a guy you hate until he's
on your team. So,
but think of the effect in Cleveland that's
what fans will do. They will adjust based on how good a player is.
Think about that in Cleveland. You're in Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
It's cold. It's miserable. It's nasty. That's a good sports town.
Yeah, Cleveland. Oh, it's a great sports town. They love those teams up there.
And you think that you have the next Michael Jordan, and he not only doesn't bring the city a championship,
yeah,
he leaves and he does it on a TV show where he says he's taking his talents to South Beach. You have people that grew up LeBron James shrines in their room and everything else. Now you have to decide, do I continue to be a fan of this guy that brought me so much joy, but he just left us and he's going to Miami. Then he comes back.
Right.
And he gets the championship that everybody thought they were getting. And then he leaves to go to Los Angeles and people are like, all right, you got us a championship. See
ya. Yeah. I mean, right? That's what happens. And so I think with players, and a player could turn a fan base against him.
Oh, sure.
By saying the wrong thing. Right, it only takes a moment for that to happen.
Well, that's the Jimmy Rollins. Like Jimmy Rollins is the perfect example of this whole thing is a contradiction, because he doesn't hustle because he didn't run out some pop ups or whatever, right? Mm-hmm. So he can't be a Philly guy because he doesn't hustle. But he also speaks his mind, right? Which he did, but it was against Philadelphia fans in some point. Mm-hmm. So we like the honesty, but as long as it's not against us.
Mm-hmm.
But he embraced the city.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly earned everything that he guys Hall of Fame caliber player.
Yeah.
Can you be a Philly great guy if you're not a great player? Because we talk about winning makes you an automatic Philly guy.
Vince Papale,
Ian LaPerriere, I guess, is another person on that list. Like who are the guys that are Philly guys that aren't just Philly guys because they won?
Yeah.
Carbomb, Carcillo, is he a Philly guy?
There you go, Carbomb. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Dan Carcello, man. Wayne Simmons.
Wayne Simmons is a Philly guy,
right?
I like Wayne. Yeah, Wayne Simmons. I love Wayne
Basically,
Simmons.
If you play Flyers hockey, then you're a Philly guy.
Pretty much, right? That's where it starts.
Well, I think the hockey
the
player.
The Broad Street Bullies, right? That whole thing.
And we actually haven't gotten the people that had it that said that whole team, Philly guys, right?
Right, yeah.
And they knew it, and they didn't leave for the most part, any of them.
Right. I never knew. I didn't know the depth of the Broad Street Bullies, obviously, until they did the documentary.
It's incredible.
It was fascinating.
Yeah. 2019, all the guys are still very much a part of the fabric of the culture of this sport, of this town.
That documentary was fascinating.
Yeah.
I remember watching it twice.
Yeah, it was good.
That's how good it was, yeah.
Let's sneak Greg in here. Greg in South Philly. Hello, Gregory. How are you?
Hey, how are you guys doing?
How are you?
What's up, Greg?
Doing all right. So I think there's two main components to being a Philly guy. And one is definitely the work ethic, which we've talked about before, and obviously they got to hustle. But the second part is really just being comfortable in your own skin, and it's really not having insecurities, because it doesn't necessarily have to be a superstar. Like, the perfect example I give is, like, I think TJ McConnell's totally a Philly guy,
right?
And he's not a superstar by any means,
right?
But there's a guy who's comfortable in his own skin, understands his role in the league and on the team, and he works his tail off for us, and that's why we like him.
Yeah, I mean, and listen, people who love Robert Covington, that was the reason why they liked Robert Covington.
Rocco, Philly guy. Rocco,
yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, if you go by that definition, I think he is. I do. I think he's a Philly guy. I think Corey Brewer would be one of those type of guys.
Love Corey Brewer.
If you play here long enough, right?
Oh, yeah. Get the lunchbox out.
Yes. Yes. See.
No, but I'm saying, like you can even have an ego about yourself. Like, I agree with what you guys were saying before. Like, Kobe Bryant, a total Philly guy. But, like, he's got, like, the biggest ego in the world.
Sure.
But he also has the play to back it up, and that's okay. But it's more about the fact that, like, even when he's made mistakes in the past, he owns them.
Yeah.
And he moves on from it, and that's what we respect. And that's what, frankly, I didn't respect about, you know, Donovan and stuff. It was always like, you know, he never understood it wasn't about him. It was about the team. It's about trying to win the championship. And even if you don't get that ultimate goal, like, he would always try to make it about, like, oh, the city doesn't like me, like, poor me, the sob story stuff. And, you know, you're not going to get respect in this town with that kind of attitude.
Nah.
Thanks, Greg. Appreciate it.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, the inauthentic nature of Donovan, I think, listen, this is a tough place to be a quarterback. And if you have a different mentality than Carson has the right mentality, which is
right now.
You're right.
See, this is what I'm scared of, John.
What?
We could turn him sour. Like I think Donovan came in with the right intentions. What Donovan didn't do was handle adversity well.
Right.
Right? He didn't handle that well, and then he couldn't let things go.
He tried to please too many people or everybody.
Yeah.
Because he wanted to be liked. Donovan didn't like not being liked by people.
I agree. And that
hurt him.
Yeah, that was part of his problem. And then the whole, to me, after the T.O. thing, something happened.
He never recovered from it.
In the locker room.
Yeah.
And see, one thing to deal with the outside stuff, because you always had the support of your locker room. But when the T.O. thing happened, there was a split there, and he never forgot things that were said during that time. Right? Like even though they moved on from T.O.
It was never the same.
Yeah, even though they moved on from T.O., he never forgot teammates that didn't necessarily support him 100%.
Andrew is listening in Poland. He lives in Poland, and he says he's a Philly guy because he listens to WIP 12 hours a day.
Holla.
I would agree.
That's a Philly guy.
888-729-9494. What's the sports radio scene in Poland, you think? We know they have it in Nigeria, right?
I don't know.
Do they have sports radio in Poland? I'm gonna have to check. Cause I wonder if it's as competitive as our sister station in Nigeria.
Because
they're always talking about the. You know, this is the cue for Ben to hit the drop of the Nigerian station, but he's not paying attention, or he's doing something else. I need to get that on my board.
Right.
Do I have that on my board?
I saw that you were trying to drop little hints to him over there, and it still hadn't reached him yet.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.